This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Away, they're headed off to the. I don't. Can you guys help me with the name of
the Freedom Fest one?
It's the Cannabis Fest.
Freedom Fest.
Cannabis Freedom Festival.
Is it Rick Nyas?
Yes, that's the one.
Yep.
We spoke with them last Freedom Festival. We used to call it Hemp Fest. That's the reason I didn't know the name. God knows what's going on there right now as the sun's setting. but they will be coming to you live. Well, live isn't exactly the right term. Live to tape. Tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I will be up there at some point, but I'm not going to rush off to this fest. This is an Ian sort of festival, not a Mark sort of festival. And I am going to go do my job, and I'm going to have fun. It is, you know, no doubt, it is a fun time had by all. But, yeah, you know, I got a wife, I got a kid, I got some pigs, and things need to be done here in Keene. So, anyway, they'll have a good old time there. So it's Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
So, Heather, I got to see some footage that you put up on, I can't tell you what the site was, News to Share?
Yes, News to Share. It's an independent media production company that a friend of mine runs. So.
And you went down to the Boston Free Speech Rally over the weekend, right?
I did. I got, you know, a message from a friend of mine who's actually allegedly going to be one of the speakers. And what had prompted me to go was I found out that...
What was his name?
Brandon Navam.
Was he fired from his job?
He was.
For that festival? Because the
he never ended up speaking at it. He was fired from his job simply because his name was on a flyer that the event advertised.
Guilty, guilty by association.
Yeah.
Well, the guilty of what?
Of sharing the stage with people whose opinions and speech some people don't agree with.
Oh,
that's it.
He was sharing the stage because some rabid, thoughtless leftists decided that just called him a Nazi. Basically.
Yeah, right. Pretty much. It was. I think what really prompted it, honestly, was an article from CNN. Like right after the Charlottesville thing happened, CNN came out with this article that linked 8 different. Rallies across the country to white supremacist rally and just blanket stamped them all as Nazi white supremacist rallies.
Right.
One of which was the one, and mind you, all these rallies were planned like months in advance before Charlottesville even happened.
Right.
You know?
Right. So what happened with Antifa? Antifa wants to shut down anything that any one of a small group of speakers that they have on a list speaks at. And one of those speakers was Augustus Invictus.
Yep.
He was invited to speak. He was actually disinvited from speaking because of, you know, just all the ruckus that was surrounding it. But that didn't matter because they were Antifa was angry that they were unable to shut down an event that was in a public venue. Because what these people will do, they'll call in bomb threats, they'll call in fire drills, they'll do whatever it is they have to do to shut down your event if you have one of these people at it. Now, I don't recommend having those folks at it, but...
They'll do that beforehand, but once the event actually occurs, should it actually happen to occur, then all bets are off.
Well,
then you can see the violence you saw in Berkeley. You can see, and they'll take to the streets.
Well, and that what they'll do is they'll send punishment your way. Your friend, what was his name?
Brandon.
Brandon. What was his last name?
Navam.
Navam lost his job because he dared help put together a free speech festival that brought together a whole bunch of people, different opinions across the board.
Yeah, he was actually just reached out to and asked to speak.
No, he wasn't one of the organizers.
He wasn't one of the organizers. He was asked to speak at it, and there was a Republican, the guy from India there, who allegedly invented email at the age of 14. His name is like Shiva something. I can't pronounce it. It's an Indian name. But anyway, but what he heard, that guy was going to be speaking there. And was like, I'd love to speak and on his behalf, whatever, and accepted this opportunity and yep. had no idea who the other speakers were going to be, but his name ended up on a flyer with Augustus and all, you know, and all the other speakers, right. and that got circulated. And then after CNN came out with that article linking them all to white supremacy, his employer told him, basically, you're fired.
Well, I think the basic goal is to paint anybody on the right side of center as linked to white supremacy. That's it.
I think that's what it is. And to swap the term free speech for hate speech.
Oh, the attack on True. Free speech right now is just insane, especially right. by the media. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, my explanation for that is I try to explain people, you have your Second Amendment right to own a firearm, right? Just because someone goes out and kills somebody with their firearm doesn't mean that you don't still have your right to own a firearm, right? Just because somebody uses their free speech to, you know, say hateful things doesn't mean that we should just remove the right to free speech altogether.
And centuries of people died, burned at stakes, drawn and quartered, and hung for people's right to speak freely. And these stupid, basement-dwelling, mouth-breathing children want to stop it because somebody might say something mean about some group that they think is extra important.
Right.
That is the height of hubris, and it
Pretty
just
much.
Shows their juvenile attitude about their whole life. Oh my goodness, somebody said something I don't like.
Oh,
wait
dear.
Until somebody decides you can't say what you like. What are you going to do? Wrap something around your face and throw a Molotov cocktail? Because that's not going to work all the time.
Yeah. And I think it's important to remember that everyday speech, speech that's not controversial in any way whatsoever, we're having a conversation. Most of what we said does not require any intervention by government to protect our freedom of speech. None whatsoever.
No.
What does require that protection is when we say things that are controversial, when we say things that people don't like, when we say things that hurt somebody's feelings, God forbid. But that's when those protections need to kick in. And it's not about just being able to put up a sign that says, I've got kittens for sale. It's about saying something that you may find it heinous, but that person has every right to say it.
Yeah, I mean, let's take comedy, for example, right? If you start banning, quote-unquote, offensive speech, then you might as well get rid of half the comedians that exist because the majority of their punchlines are going to offend someone in the audience. Are we supposed to now take that person away in cuffs because somebody in the audience got offended?
Yeah, well, it's what this shows is that those and what it looks like is those on the left to me in this circumstance. I'm not saying I agree with the Nazis by any stretch of the imagination, and I shouldn't have to say that.
Right.
Yeah, but you do, according to, I mean, you have to disavow just about everything because right. I literally the other day when I was criticizing some of what I'll get into, some of what I saw with my own two eyes, people attacking police officers. Screaming, one of them was screaming about Trayvon Martin to an officer that had nothing to do with Trayvon Martin.
Right, in Massachusetts.
Yeah, exactly. And George Zimmerman wasn't even a cop. So this one guy was screaming at a police officer about that and about things that the officers had nothing to do with, were just standing there. I saw people strike officers that were minding their own business. And so in a conversation on social media, I brought up, you know, that I guess somebody was petitioning for Mayor Walsh to release and pardon all 32 or whatever of the protesters that were arrested.
Uh-huh.
And I witnessed some protesters committing violent and what I would consider unacceptable, socially unacceptable behavior on law enforcement officers. And this guy had the nerve to be like, basically calling me a racist, saying that, you know, oh, I'm a libertarian and 95% of libertarians are white males and it's identity politics. And I'm like, so are you saying that you think someone should be able to walk up to a police officer, smash a bottle over their head and not face punishment? And he ended up blocking me.
Well, yeah, I mean, what else would you do in that circumstance when you're dead ass wrong?
Right.
You know?
But you can't criticize that behavior. He started citing the Black Lives Matter and, like, tagging people in the movement. And I'm like, I didn't even bring up anybody's race. I just said these counter-protesters and their behavior was unacceptable.
Well, you were there, so by default, you've chosen a side, I guess.
Right, and that's really what you're dealing with here is people who spend far more time feeling than they do thinking, you know, about these issues. And when they do think, they don't think critically. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to have this discussion. Mind you, this isn't Facebook. You won't get blocked. You can have your say here. The number's 855-450-3733, because I think that Facebook is a terrible method for sort of convincing people and spreading a message and that kind of thing. It's great for spreading, you know, pictures of the grandkids, but not so much that. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, or LRN.FM is our username on Skype. You can call there and be a little more clear. Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bye. the Boston Free Speech Rally that went on last weekend. It's Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
You can call in here on Free Talk Live. The number's 855-450-3733. And quite a few people have. We'll get right to those calls. But real quick, I want to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value freedom, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay in, up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. Freedomsphoenix.com. Let's go to Tom calling in from Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Tom, can you hear me now? How about now? I think there might be something wrong with the studio. Not a problem. I've got a Skype caller. Hold the line there, Tom. We'll go right to Victor. Victor, you're on Free Talk Live. Calling in on Skype.
How you guys doing? Well, I have a story I want to set up with you to, before I talk about let me start the story so you understand the context here. I recently have been flying a Gadsden flag on the back of my truck for the last 2 months, and I've been getting, you know, positive, what I think would be positive feedback by waves, you know, on the people driving by, or you know, a couple of honks, people taking photos, you know, just trying, I guess, to, you know, see what it is I'm about. I have a libertarian sticker party right underneath it, too, so at least there's some context more besides just the flag randomly.
Wait, what's the flag? Can you fill me in there?
Oh, the Gadsden flag. It's the yellow flag.
Yellow flag, snake.
Don't tread on me. Okay, yeah.
Right. And to many people, it has a pretty clear message written right on it. And anyone who has any sort of background in the history might have some inkling that it was an older flag used to represent exactly what it says. And more recently, after the Charlottesville situation and what was recently going on in Boston, I've been getting more negative feedback now for the flag, being that it's now supposedly, according to a security guard at a local college, that it has association with Nazism.
It has an association with the United States Revolution. That's what it has an association with.
Yeah.
And this is exactly why I wanted to go down and film in Boston, is because the media, the mainstream media, is playing a huge role in shifting the psychology of people in this country and its viewers, right? It's using its own wording of articles and stuff, and it's...
Oh, no.
Media has to do...
I'm just saying. I just pulled up an article from WBUR, which I think is... That's down in...
That's more, yeah, local, though. Okay, I mean, good. I wouldn't call that, like, main.
It says, Boston rally ends without violence, but was free speech served? So, there was no violence down there.
Yeah, okay.
Now, keep in mind, we've all seen Heather's live broadcasting she was doing from down there.
And if you can, it's kind of violent. I shared it to the Free Talk Live Facebook page, and you can hear a woman, while I'm live streaming, scream out, pull your gun, kill him, like, I don't think it gets more... violent than what I witnessed.
But back to the Gadsden flag, I mean, that is something that was, you know, it came about during the revolution when we were trying to gain our own independence from an oppressive state. We were trying to gain our freedom and our liberty from Britain.
So what kind of negative feedback have you gotten, though, like, specifically? What have people said to you?
Besides the... one instance where the security guard stopped me and looked at my truck and asked me why I was there, and then I was wearing my Libertarian Party shirt at the time, and he said, oh, you're a libertarian, that makes sense. As a supposedly you needed that to know more about this situation. After that, shortly, maybe about a week or two later, I went to the movies, my flag's still flying, sitting in the parking lot. I come out from the parking lot, and there is a post-it note on my windshield that says, Black Lives Matter. So not only am I a racist of, you know, or Nazi, I'm also this racist who's against the movement of Black Lives Matter, which they don't know anything about simply just by the yellow flag on the back of my truck.
Wow.
Interestingly, I can't find a lot of relationship between on the internet between the terms Nazi and Gadsden flag.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just interestingly, there's not a, even the Southern Poverty Law Center does not decide to smear these two together.
Yeah, but you got to think like the people the media is using to like take the bait, right? They're putting a bait out there. They know exactly what's going to happen when they, you know, write certain articles. When they wrote that thing claiming all eight of these rallies were from white supremacists, organized by white supremacists, they knew what they were doing. They knew that all of the organizers had, you know, most of them probably had nothing to do with white supremacy, period. They were just promoting free speech and the, you know, constitutional rights and that kind of thing. And the mainstream media knows this, but they can still publish what they want, protected under the First Amendment, ironically.
Right. But they are. I mean, it's just to them this natural step that say, okay, you're on the right and you're libertarian, so you don't believe in our socialism. Therefore, you're towards the right. Therefore, so is the alt-right.
Right.
So by just common deduction to them, then you support them. And it just takes such leaps to jump to any of these conclusions for anyone with a brain who doesn't assume the worst about people.
I have to presume. So politics goes in, is a pendulum swing. We see it all the time. I have to believe that this pendulum is going to swing quickly, that those on the left are going to overplay their hand, as they did in Boston, right? Once you decide to get 25,000 people out to protest a free speech rally because there are Nazis there and there's not a Nazi flag to be found, those people are going to be like, oh, maybe there are no Nazis here, you know, and then, you know, you're going to have overplayed your hand. I have to believe that that's what's going to happen here when they're trying to smear the sort of right in with the alt-right. And by the way, libertarians, right, not right or left anyway. I mean, this is a complete misunderstanding of, you know, sort of politics. And
right,
what I will, the one thing that I will give them a little bit of credit for is that a bumper sticker politics is not great communication. The Gadsden flag doesn't communicate well, Victor. Perhaps everything that it is that you believe, I would imagine that you agree.
Agree.
Yeah. And so they're just like, yellow, sneaky, bad. Like, you know, not a lot going on in the right, you know, the vapid vortex that is their brain. And, you know, they just believe in stuff that they've heard.
Right. The ignorance is the issue, and it's actually caused me to have to take the flag down. I you know, you're like you said, there's no freedom of speech is allowable, and it's necessary, but you have to sit with the consequences of it. And, you know, not saying that I'm afraid. I'm more, my girlfriend has been in the vehicle with me, and she's expressed that she's now afraid that this sort of negative attention could result in more physical altercations with people, especially right, after the last few events. So because of this simple expression, and clearly not very good at expressing myself, you know, in what I believe, is going to, you know, it sends this fear down, you know, people who are in my vehicle that don't want to drive in my car anymore. So yeah, I had to take it down.
Right. I can totally hear my wife saying this, similar sort of things.
There's something to add to this.
The number, 855-450-3733. Victor, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
855-450-FREE, or the username is lrn.fm on Skype. Free Talk Live.
Time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Talking about the free speech rally out in Boston this weekend. It's Mark with you.
And Heather.
Heather, who was on site.
Yep.
And Chris.
The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services on Simbi.com. Hundreds and thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. You can go get an account at Simbi.com and take a look around and post your services. It's S-I-M-B-I, as in symbiotic, S-I-M-B-I.com, Simbi.com. Let's go to Tom calling in from Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know, I thought earlier that you actually may have all come to a point where you can have a complete agreement with Ralph. I've been saying all along that what he's talking about, what he's trying to get across, where he talks about white guilty, that was his key thing for at least over a year.
Yeah, he loves it.
He's gotten increasingly angry. I think
Ralph is a caller that we get from Northern New Jersey who strangely brings up white guilt, Obama, and black animals on a regular
animals.
Basis.
Animals.
Oh, by the way, I like Ralph, just to make the point clear. I can actually understand most of what he's saying. You had him on a couple of weeks ago, maybe less than that, and Ian said, you know, I'm not understanding what he's saying, and one of the other hosts said, well, it's very clear. It's a good connection. This is how smart Ralph is. He mixed in Afrikaans language and used that language to replace the words that you guys found offensive so he wouldn't get cut off. That's why you couldn't understand what he was saying in parts, because he was mixing languages. But his point...
So he was using Afrikaans slurs for blacks?
Yeah.
I cannot believe we let that word on the air. All right.
And he, I think he, you know, I missed part of the conversation, but I think he was also substituting some other words. So he's a very learned guy. I've heard him here on a local station in Baltimore arguing about budget issues with the United States Navy. And he was very accurate and knew exactly what he was talking about, and was a little easier to understand. I think, you know, part of his shtick is to pull your strings a little bit,
right.
Because he knows that certain things get you going. But I think his point, and I argued this, not argued it, but I made like a 15-minute presentation, if you will, back when Cantwell was still with you guys.
Uh-huh.
It was on a weekend. About what I think Ralph is about. And I don't think he's a racist. We were talking last week about the definition of that, and I was arguing that there had to be some type of discrimination. And I was really arguing a legal definition. You're right. Strictly, you know, the word, it gets changed around a lot. But getting back to Ralph, and I'll make my final point about how they're using words against all of us, and changing the meaning. I think his whole thing with white guilty is just what Heather was talking about, where she said, or maybe it was you, Mark, you know, you shouldn't have
to preface. I can see how you get us confused.
You shouldn't have to preface something. and I mean, we probably both made the point, and it's a valid one. You shouldn't have to preface what you say with something to keep someone from thinking that you're a racist. You know, I'm going to say this, but don't think I'm a racist because X, Y, and Z, and then even follow up with another somewhat apology. And I think that's what Ralph is talking about when he says white guilty. I think his point is, listen, just call things for what they are. If people get offended, you know, you can address it, but no need to add these caveats and things beforehand. And finally, as far as the words being used against us, you know, tribalism, there's nothing wrong with tribalism. You can be proud of your race and who you are. Listen, I think the guys from the Nation of Islam with Louis Farrakhan, they say some very venomous, acidic things are strict, you know, pointedly against white folks. But I never had an issue with them in Baltimore City. They were always very much the gentlemen. They were nice. In fact, we, the police, were able to come together with the Nation of Islam folks and agree that, you know what, there's a certain factor happening here in the city that none of us like and none of us respect. But yet we can also, you know, be proud of who we are. And there's nothing wrong with that. But they want you to think there's something very wrong with being proud about your heritage and who you are. And it's not. But that's how they divide us.
Yeah.
Well, I got to keep coming back to libertarianism. For me, is an individualist philosophy, and I find that when I get away from I'm really good at speaking about individualist philosophies. When I start talking about group-based stuff, I get on sort of tenuous ground. And the difficulty is if you're going to say that any particular group of people does this or that. Now, I'm also a marketer. I am I do the advertising executive work here on Free Talk Live. So, you know, I get orders for, white male 2554.
Right.
Or white male 3564.
Yeah.
Those are demos for Free Talk Live, demographic, for Free Talk Live. If you want to advertise to young black females, Free Talk Live isn't your show.
Right.
And but I don't get orders for that.
There are negative stereotypes, and there are stereotypes that really are simply information. By the way, police, we profile, I'm retired, but we profiled all the time. Not racially profiled, but based on information. And by the way, nobody likes to hear that we profile and that we use stereotypes.
I can't imagine you don't.
Right. That we use stereotypes information. However, here's where they say we want you to be stereotyping people when it comes to the inaccuracy of cross-racial identification of suspects. The lawyer says, well, you're not a part of that race. How can you possibly know one from the other? Scientific studies and case law say that you're much less accurate than someone from their own race. Did you bother, officer, to have someone from their own race second the identification? Because if you didn't, we have a problem with that. So,
right.
You know, when it suits them, it's good. And when I say them, I'm talking about the defense.
The
and
right.
they should be able to do that. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up tribalism because that word's been on my mind lately. I, for whatever reason, I still feel kind of proud to live in this country and to be an American.
Mm-hmm. I like eagles. Red, white, and blues are fine colors.
I have a hard time associating it with government,
yeah.
You know, because I'm not a fan of our government, yet I still have this sort of love for our country and for our history and the things that I think we can do.
But don't you think this government, the way it was established some time ago, afforded enough freedom? I'm not talking about freedom. I'm talking about enough freedom and sort of enough economic freedom that the United States was able to flourish and reach great nation status that it did.
Yeah.
So part of it. Further say that if they hadn't have waged a near genocide on my ancestors in the South, that the nation wouldn't have been as great as it was either, because it needed both the North and the South to be as big as it was.
It's filled with mistakes. Long history of it.
Who is the greater sovereign? Of course, we the people are the highest sovereign. The states are second. The federal government would be third. But even we as people, we want to be the higher sovereign because we are of a particular heritage. And that's where it comes down to. We need to be a moral nation. I can't remember who said it, but whoever the framer was said, this nation will simply not work if it does not have a moral base with the people.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to wrap things in my mind, trying to come up with a way that describes, despite everything I know about our government and all the rights that they have taken from us and all that they continue to do, that it is an attack on that sovereign, on the individual, why do I still feel somewhat positively about the United States? And tribalism, I think that's a good answer, a good reasoning for why I still feel like we're all sort of part of the same family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I think that this is the sort of the most recent debate that's going on in libertarian spheres, the sort of language culture border debates. Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, well, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Get incredible deals on the latest flooring trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale and transform your home
home today. All pre-finished hardwood and all bamboo is on sale, including $1 off per square foot on 17 Bellawood floors. Get the best deals on the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors, like 45% off vinyl plank, 43% off Woodlook tile, and 17% off new Click ceramic plank. More from 49 cents plus special financing. The fall flooring kickoff sales going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Thursday edition. We're still talking about the free speech rally that happened in Boston over the weekend. Jeez. Heather was there live streaming, and you were right in the middle of it. It's Mark with you, by the way.
And Heather.
And Chris.
Yeah, man, I saw some stuff that I'd never seen before, like when it comes to human behavior. I mean, I really didn't know what to expect going in there. I actually had a couple of people that were like, you should wear a bulletproof vest. I'm like, no, Massachusetts has strict gun laws. Ain't nobody coming there with...
That's as effective as as gun-free zones in at a movie theater.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, it's not like in comparison with Charlottesville where they have the open carry or whatever. And so, like, you had a bunch of people with firearms, like, blatantly, like, walking around. So,
I'm not sure I agree with you either, but... Go ahead with
if
that.
If it was hot, maybe you would want to wear a bulletproof vest.
So, I mean, I thought about it, but I ended up foregoing it. But crazy.
What was you got a whole bunch of shares on one particular piece of footage?
Yeah, I got about 151,000. Okay, so if you go to the News to Share Facebook page, you can watch all my live stream footage. There was this one incident between this white kid who, when the crowd was chanting, "Whose streets, our streets?"
Ah, yeah. They took over the streets.
This kid tried to be, you know, make a little comment, and he's just like, wait, who's we and what's ours? And somebody said, taxpayers. And so he said, well, what if Nazis are taxpayers? And he was making, like, a joke, I guess, and the, you know, people in the crowd didn't find it funny. So next thing you know,
crowds aren't known for their humor.
They're all, you know, surrounding him, looking like they're about to jump him, and I'm filming the whole thing. And anyway, so it seemed like that conversation started going to a more peaceful direction, like nothing was going to happen. So I walked away to plug my phone into a little little store. And then all of a sudden, I hear more commotion outside, and I go out, and there's police running down this street with the same kid I had just been live streaming, trying to protect him from an angry mob of people running after them. They run this kid into the Godfrey building entrance. It's like a hotel or something. Mm-hmm. And so they walk him in there, and then these bicycle cops like use their bikes to barricade the entrance of the door.
Right.
The crowd's trying to get in. They start screaming, whipping bottles at cops, screaming like cops protect Nazi scum, saying all this other stuff. Right. And I mean, it was nuts. So then the crowd started
getting... They didn't have a Nazi, so they had to go after the Libertarian.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So they start, you know, whipping bottles of urine, all that stuff.
Gotta bring that to a party.
Fortunately, I didn't get hit with any of
this. No violence, though. I keep going back to this story. Okay, yeah. Keep going.
So the crowd just kept getting more aggressive, and then I saw right in front of me, I don't know if it got it on one of the live streams, but I saw somebody literally swing at cops and then bolt, like, as fast as they could down, like, into the crowd and stuff like that. And that's what they would do, is they'd get really...
one punch in and
yeah,
book.
Exactly, and there were so many people, it was so easy to do that. So then all of a sudden, like, this one... person was like, what they would do too is when the cops were trying to get through the crowd to get to other cops, like in groups or whatever.
Right.
As they would be walking by, I saw like the counter protesters like shoving them with the elbow. You know what I mean? Like, because they knew that when they'd have that one officer by himself, kind of,
right,
that he wasn't going to do anything back because of the crowd, the mob mentality, kind of. So they knew that they could get away with like being more rough with them. And so I kept seeing them do this, like shove and poke and, you know, and then I ended up seeing this one cop go to arrest one of them, and the next thing you know, like, people just started attacking cops, like straight up, like tackling, like flying through the air tackling cops, and then the cops were trying to like calm the crowd, and it just turned into a madhouse.
But from that Antifa left point of view, that's still a win. So if we pick on the cops, if we antagonize the cops, if we injure the cops, and the cops dare retaliate, then we have our headline: cops defend Nazis. And that's what they're looking for. That's it. It just makes me sick.
Let's go to Parker calling in on Skype. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, not a whole lot. How are you guys?
All's well.
I'm good.
The capital, sir. Please, go on.
So, my friends and I, we do this thing called a role-playing game. Think Dungeons and Dragons, but there's a whole wide variety of different games out there. There's a Star Wars equivalence to Dungeons and Dragons. I myself prefer more of a historical fiction kind of game.
Do they do historical fiction role-playing games too?
Oh, yeah.
Do you play historical characters or characters that are with the historical characters?
Neither. You have to pick you have to create a character that is... somewhat historically accurate and realistic, and you're not going to encounter, at least not in any of my campaigns, you never encounter any major historical figures.
I see.
Okay.
But
so I won't be able to fight Rommel from the Rat Pack.
You might be able to fight some of Rommel's, like, anything from, like, private to corporal in the German army, but nothing so significant that's like, oh wow, it's this guy.
See, I like when you said Rat Pack, because I'm picturing Dean Martin going up against Rommel, and that would have been epic. But go ahead, please.
So anyway, the thing is that I did this poll with my friends, and I asked them what specific time period in world history would you want to do a campaign, and I gave them all the different options available, and the two most popular were feudal Japan and World War II. So
I those went are popular, yeah.
And what I'm trying to figure out is, how do I do a World War II campaign
in feudal Japan?
How do I do a World War II campaign that is and make it anti-war in nature? Like, how am I, like, what do you suggest I do in terms of in
they
terms
want to fight that? Nazis, or they want
no,
to fight
it's actually the campaign is set entirely in in the Philippines during Pacific the Japanese theater. Invasion.
Okay. How do you make your the situation anti-war? I guess you would have to. You're going to have to give history of Japan's involvement, why it wanted to be an empire at the time. You'll have to also give U.S. history. Those are the two antagonists there. You'll have to give U.S. history. The United States population sort of gaining control over the Philippines was harsh by anyone's standards.
Yeah.
And if you can give that history and then just sort of show how, it's not like there was a freedom movement going on in the Philippines. Those people hadn't had freedom in a very long time.
No, but there are plenty of examples of atrocities that were committed by both sides.
Sure.
In the Pacific theater. And I mean, with the Japanese, those are the ones I know more. The yeah. Comfort Girls, torture of prisoners, the use of chemical weapons. I mean, the list kind of goes on and on. Mass killings. It was horrible.
So you're saying, how do you role play all these things while being anti-war?
I guess what I'm saying, if I understand him correctly, he wants to create a game, but he wants it to be also an experience where you see some of the horrors of war. That's at least how I would approach it if I were to try to encourage people not to glorify this. Go ahead.
And one thing, like there's this particular stat in your character sheets that you write down that's attributed to your will. Your will is directly related to your IQ. And anytime that you have to fight psychologically against something, such as fear, torture, interrogations, psychological warfare, you have to roll a
saving throw.
You have to roll a saving throw against will. And what I was thinking is every time as the conflict starts, or every time a firefight starts, and at the end of a firefight, they have to roll will. So
just to see whether they go stir crazy or get shell shocked or whatever.
Exactly, and then at the end, when you're rolling will, it's to get the character's idea as to like because when you're like it is somewhat well established that it is not natural or not within human nature to kill people. Killing people goes against human nature.
I disagree with this. I've heard this theory so many times.
I think we've just buried the urge really far down.
Parker, males are there to spread genetic material and kill people that want to spread genetic material.
I saw angry people that wanted to kill people on Saturday. It was
there was no violence.
I want to talk about this more later. Parker, please call in with it at some other time in the future. It's awesome. Thank you. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live.
If you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chops, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.